And if you'd like to come up, you know, we are praying, church, because we don't trust the government. We don't trust ourselves. We don't trust church leaders. We don't trust our husbands or wives or parents. We don't trust anybody but the Lord.
Amen.
But we act like we trust everybody. Do you know that? Act like you trust everybody, but only trust Jesus. It's important when we pray and when we see answers to prayer that we praise God.
Yes.
And we have had an amazing series of events that we're about to hear about from my sister Ann Job when I think back last November. So, Sister Ann, God bless you. Let me pray for you.
Okay, good.
Lord, I pray you would bless Ann as she shares with us what you have done, how you have answered prayer. And Lord, as we have had so many people battling cancer, Lord, we've also seen victory in Jesus.
Yes.
Again and again. Encourage us, Lord, with this word of testimony. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Can y'all hear me? Yes, that's too close. This is good? All right. I really prayed about what I wanted to say. This is what I have to say because I have chemo brain and I knew I was going to mess it up. And this is my disclaimer for what I have to say, which I also wrote down, so here it is. I had to write down what I wanted to say. And I ended up doing it in the middle of the night on Monday night when I was taking care of Caleb from his wisdom teeth. And I was also taking mega steroids all night, getting ready for my CAT scan on Tuesday. So any negatives that come out of what I have to say, we're going to blame it on steroids and not getting any sleep. And any positives that come out of it, we're going to attribute strictly to the Holy Spirit, okay? So when I was only a few weeks home from the hospital, several people said to me, okay, you've been through something extraordinary. What has God shown you? At the time, I was still sick and weak and finding out new information about what had happened to me. I couldn't remember many of the conversations from when I was in the hospital, so it seemed that every other day I was finding out about a new missing organ. I remembered the hysterectomy, but then I was told about a removed section of colon complete with a cancerous tumor, and later about my appendix and gallbladder being taken out. I finally did say, please give me all the bad news. I'm tired of finding out every other day that there's something else missing. Give it all to me. But that was it. Thank God. I had two replies to my friend's question about what God has shown me at that time. And the first reply was that I was and I am firmly convinced that God saved my life in response to your prayers. And that it was the divine work of the Holy Spirit that troubled people to pray and fast as they did for me. The second was that I had met the Bride of Christ in person for the first time. And let me explain what I mean by that. Brian and I both grew up going to church. Church events such as GAs, I was Baptist, so. Church dinners, VBS, and summer camp are some of my best childhood memories. And I've always believed that church was important for me and my family. I've enjoyed many important relationships that began in the churches that I've attended. I met Brian at church and many of my lifelong friends. And I've seen glimpses of the true church my whole life. But my hospital stay and illness have opened my eyes to a whole new vision of our church. Now, I really see all of you not just as good Christian people, but as the Bride of Christ. Revelations 19:7-9 reads, "Let us rejoice and exalt and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready." And most church scholars think that he's talking about the church as the bride. "It was granted to her to clothe herself with fine linen, fine and pure, for the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. When Christ views you and me, the church, we are his beloved bride. And when we pray, the Holy Spirit gives the church direction. And I know this because I know that it was the Holy Spirit's will that was exerted to save my life. That will was expressed in the tender love and care on so many of your faces when you asked how I was doing and prayed for me. It was clearly shown by the way you supported all of my family with visits and compassion for our struggles. I was blessed by the many cards I received, and I read them and have read them over and over again. Out of the over 90 meals that were scheduled for my family, involving many, many people, the Holy Spirit worked out a perfect plan. The one time that I forgot to tell Laura Ellen that we were going out of town for a last-minute family wedding was the only time she forgot to line up a meal for us. And I felt terribly guilty in Lafayette, thinking somebody is at my house knocking on the door and there's nobody there. And I got home and she was like, there was a phone call in the machine saying, I forgot to line up a meal for y'all. I was like, thank God. Another time, Bethany Carter was coming over for a visit, and she showed up with food just in case we needed some. Thank you, Bethany. We really like that Albert's Super One fried chicken. That evening, the person that was scheduled to cook called me to let me know that she was sick in bed and asked my forgiveness for not having the meal for us. And I was able to assure her that we had plenty. I'm encouraged to understand that God cherishes us as his beloved bride, and that the Holy Spirit is working in us and through us to further his redemption of the world. I'm awed to have seen it in action. Your witness has been abundant to me, my family, and the many people that know my story. And this is an aside. When I would tell people that my church was still bringing us meals after being out of the hospital and chemo for 6, 7, 8 months, they couldn't believe it. And I always got this, where do you go to church at? Like, Grace, right across from Calvary, you know. So I'm moved to pray for all of you in a new way. And I love you now with a better understanding of who this church is. And I'm very grateful that you're part of my life. God bless you.